Okay, we're Be'ez Hashem going to begin the third parak of Maseches Horios. Today's daf is Horios daf Yud. We are holding on the bottom of daf Tes Amud Beis. The mission is going to discuss what the halacha is if a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi is no longer in their position. Do they still bring the same carbon that they brought when they were a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi? And we're going to distinguish perhaps between when they did the Avera as the Kohen Gadol or Nasi and then are no longer the Kohen Gadol by the time they bring the carbon, or maybe versus a case where they only did the Avera after they were no longer in their position. Then the Gemara is going to discuss how we know that a former Kohen Gadol who does an Avera would still bring the carbon of a Kohen Gadol, par, whereas a former Nasi who does an Avera after he's no longer a Nasi would bring a carbon hediot. Why the difference between the two, what the source is for each of them. Then the Mishnah is going to discuss on Yud Amud Aleph which carbon do they bring for sins that they committed before being appointed to a Kohen Gadol. The reverse, they did an Avera before they ever became the Kohen Gadol or the Nasi. So which carbon do they bring in that situation? The Gemara is then going to clarify whether it's guaranteed based on the lashon of the pasuk that a Nasi will ultimately sin, and that discussion is going to lead to a discussion of nigei onsin. What happens when a negat tzara'as comes ba'ones? Then the Gemara is going to talk about a melech who gets tzara'as and is therefore no longer able to serve as a melech. And then the entire Amud Beis is going to be agadata, well-earned agadata. I might add that the first Gemara is going to discuss whether the word asher is always a lashon of ashrei, it's always a positive lashon, or do we find that sometimes it's a negative lashon. We're going to have two different opinions, whether it's good for tzaddikim to have some material success in this world, or it's better not to, and then save all their schar for Olam Haba. We're going to have three possible examples of tzaddikim yelchubam, uposhim yikashlubam. What does that mean? That you have two different people that do the same thing, and for one of them it's an avera, and for the other it's a mitzvah. The Gemara is going to have a lot of agadata about lot in that context of tzaddikim yelchubam and poshim yikashlubam. So let's begin new perek. Daf Tesam Beis at the Mishnah. So first, some basic introduction to this parak. This parak, for the most part, is going to first start with the discussion of the Kohen Gadol and the Nasi that do an Avera either, as we said, before they become Kohen Gadol and Nasi, or after they're no longer Kohen Gadol and Nasi, and what exactly their karban is going to be. Then the parak is going to discuss dinim that are different between the Kohen Mashuach b'shem ha'mishcha versus a Kohen that's not Mashuach, that's only a Meruba Begadim, and differences between a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot. And then at the end of the parak, the end of the Masechta, we're going to discuss Seder Kedima, when you have different people, who comes first in terms of Seder Kedima. So let's begin. Says the Mishnah, Kohen Mashiach shechata v'achar kach over m'mishichuso. Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol who does an Avera, for which he's chayv to bring a Karban, and then he stops. He's no longer the Kohen Gadol. He, for whatever reason, is no longer in that position. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, what the Metzius is, what happened that he's no longer the Kohen Gadol? Was it Stam, that he got old, he retired, or was it that he was fired from being the Kohen Gadol? He had proven himself unworthy, but whatever the case may be, he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. V'chein Nasi Shechata v'achar kach avar migdulaso. Or you have a Nasi that did something that did an Avera, and after that, he no longer was the Nasi, but he still hasn't yet brought his Karban. So Kohen Mashiach may be par. When it comes to the Kohen Gadol, he still brings the par of a Kohen Gadol, even though at the time of the Karban, he's no longer functioning as the Kohen Gadol. He's always, in a certain sense, a Kohen Gadol. Va'nasi may be Sa'ir, but the Nasi is going to bring and the Nasi is going to bring a Sa'ir as well, that we look at the time that he did the Avera. At the time that he did the Avera, he was a Nasi, and even though he's no longer a Nasi, he's still going to bring the Karban of a Nasi. But Mashiach she'aver mimshichus what if they only did the Avera after they were no longer in their position? Well, now we have a distinction. Kohen Mashiach may be par, the Kohen Gadol is always a Kohen Gadol. He's always going to bring a par, and even if he did the Avera after he was no longer functioning as a Kohen Gadol, he's still going to bring a par. But Vanasi Kahediot, if the Nasi first does the Avera after he's no longer a Nasi, then he only brings a Karban like a hedyot. He does not bring a special carbon of a nasi, the sa'ir of a nasi. So says the Gemara, hashta yesh lomar avram mishichuso v'achar kachata mevi par. Now you're going to tell me about the Kohen Gadol, that if he does the Avera after he's no longer Kohen Gadol, he still brings the carbon of a Kohen Gadol. So obviously, do you need to tell me that if he did the Avera while he was the Kohen Gadol and now wants to bring the carbon when he's no longer, that he brings the carbon of the Kohen Gadol? Obviously, that's going to be that's going to be the case, that he's still going to bring the carbon of a Kohen Gadol. If he brings the carbon of a Kohen Gadol when he only did the Avera, when the whole process started, when he was no longer Kohen Gadol, then of course, if he did the Avera while he was a Kohen Gadol. So it says Gemara, yeah, you're right, that is obvious, but Mishum de Katani Gabi Nasi, de Chiyavim Nisiyus of Achachata Kehadiot Maisi, since the Mishnah wanted to draw that distinction when it comes to a Nasi, that there's a difference by a Nasi, whether he did the Avera while he was still a Nasi versus doing the Avera after he's no longer a Nasi, so Achitani Mashiach, Chata V'Achachacha Avar Mevi Par. So that's why it mentions both halachos when it comes to the Kohen Gadol as well. Even though in a chinami, once I know the halacha, that if he sins afterwards, he's going to bring a par. So obviously, I'll figure out the halacha that if he sins before, he's going to bring the par. But says Gemara, minani mili, how do I know this din, that a Kohen Gadol who sins after he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, that he still brings a par? It seems like a very great chiddush. The whole thing happened. He wasn't the Kohen Gadol anymore. The Tanu Rabbanon, because the Braisa Darshan's pasuk as follows, v'hikriv al chatas. So, melamed shemevi chatoso misha avar, that we see that he brings the chatos that he would have brought, the carbon that he would have brought, even for a sin that was after meaning even though he's already no misha avar, he's already avar mikunaso, he still brings the old carbon sheyachol valodinu, because one might have thought that it's a kal v'chomer. Uman nasi shemevi b'shigas Maisa, a maybe chatasu mishaavar. If a nasi who it's so easy to be mechayev him the special carbon of a nasi, he doesn't even need a helam davar. All he needs is a shigas maisa in order to be chayev the special carbon of a nasi. Still, we're not going to be mechayev him that special carbon when he's no longer a nasi. So I think kal v'chomer mashiach shein maybe b'shigas maisa a kohen gadol where it's much more difficult to be mechayev him the special kohen gadol carbon. It's a shigas maisa is not enough. Elal helam davar im. In order for him to be chayiv a special carbon, there are more qualifications necessary. There needs to be a helam davar together with the shigas maisa. So lo kol shkein, I would think all the more so that when he's no longer the kohen gadol, he no longer brings that special carbon because there are more qualifications to bring that carbon. That's why Talmud Lomar v'yikuv al chataso melamit shemevi al chataso mishavar. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that that's not so, that we don't listen to that kal v'chomer, and that he still brings his special carbon of a kohen gadol. Says Gemara. But maybe we can learn another kal v'chomer. V'naisi nami nasi mi kal v'chomer. Maybe we should learn that the nasi should also bring his special carbon even after he's no longer nasi from the following kal v'chomer. Umam mashiach she'ein maybe v'shigas meisa maybe chatas misha avar. If a kohen gadol who it's apparently difficult to be mechayiv him a carbon because the shigas meisa is not enough, and yet we're still going to be mechayiv him the special carbon even after he's no longer the kohen gadol. So nasi she maybe chatas. So the nasi, who it's apparently easier to be mechayev him his special carbon, we should all the more so be mechayev him that special carbon even when he's no longer the nasi. That's why we have a special pasuk that tells me not so, that a nasi only brings the carbon of a nasi when he is a nasi. When he's a hedyot, he no longer brings the carbon of a nasi. Okay, new Mishnah. What if it's the reverse, says the Mishnah? Not that they did the Avera after they were no longer Kohen Gadol or Nasi, but they did the Avera prior to becoming Kohen Gadol or Nasi. Chatu ad shelo nismanu, v'achar kach nismanu. They did the Avera before being appointed, and then they're appointed. Hare elu kehedyotos. They have a regular status of a hedyot. They did the Avera as a hedyot, and therefore they bring the Korban as a hedyot. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im nodolem ad shelo nismanu chayavim. I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im nodolem ad shelo nismanu chayavim. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not enough that they did the Avera when they were a hedyot. It all depends if they knew about the avera. So if they know about the avera before being nismanu, then they're chayev the regular carbon of a hedyot, because the full mechayev was in place. According to Rabbi Shimon, the mechayev of the carbon is not just the avera; it's the avera plus the yediyah. It's almost like my Talmud writes in the Sefer Bnei Ariel. It's almost like the din of chatzi shir. Like he hasn't fulfilled all of the requirements for the chiyuv carbon. It's avera plus yediyah that you need in order to be chayiv the carbon. But therefore, if you have the avera prior to being appointed, and then the yediyah only comes after they're appointed, then they're pater. It's interesting, in his Sefer Binyan Ariel, this Talmud of mine, Ariel Jacob, points out that you do have a parallel sugya Maseches Ksubis. The Gemara Ksubis, Taf Mem Heim Beis, tells us that the Memer de Kol Hechad Ishtani Gufa Ishtani Ketala Elam Ramna Ishtani Velo Ishtani Tanayi Ditnan Chatu Ad Shelo Nismanu V'Nismanu Harein Kediotos Reb Shimra Menodel Machal Nismanu Chayav Mishnah Nisman Petur. Our Mishnah is quoted in the context not only of Chiyuve Korban, but in the context of Chiyuve Misa, of Chiyuve Skila, so by Nara Shazinsa. So you see that this din of both the Chet and the Yediyah playing a role might actually be not only a din in carbon, where it makes a lot more sense, but even in a din in chiyuve misa. Okay, says the Mishnah, Ezu Nasi, what is the definition of a Nasi? Zem Melech, Shemar Mikol Mitzvah Hashem Elokav, Shein Al Gabav, Ella Hashem Elokav. That a Nasi is someone who has no one above him, no one that he has to answer to, other than Hashem Elokav. So says Rami Nani Mili, how do I know that this is true? The Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa teaches us as follows, Imakoyin HaMashiach Prat Lekodmos. That yes, there is a special carbon for a Kohen Gadol, but not for previous Averos. Valodinu, Uman Nasi Shemevi Bishigas Maisa, Ein Mevi Alakodmos. So we can make the following Kalvachomer. If a Nasi, it's very easy to be Mechayiv him the special carbon of a Nasi, all he needs is a Shigas Maisa, and still he does not bring that carbon for previous Averos. Mashiach Shein Mevi Alal Helm Dover Im Shigas Maisa, a Kohen Gadol, who it's much more difficult to be Mechayiv his special carbon. He needs not just a Shigas Maisa, but also a Helm Dover. Say no dinsh lo yavi Alakodmos. Kalvachomer, he shouldn't bring his special carbon for Averos that were violated prior to his rising to prominence. So says Marlow, Mamarta Benasi, Shekinin maybe Chatas Mishaavar. Now it's not a good Kalvachomer. I do need a pasuk to teach me this din. You can't just rely on the Kalvachomer, because you could ask on the Kalvachomer that by a Nasi he doesn't bring his Chatas Mishaavar. He doesn't bring his special carbon after he's no longer a Nasi. That's what we learned in the last Mishnah. Tomer B'Mashiach, She maybe Chatas Mishaavar. But a Kohen Gadol still brings his special carbon even after he's no longer the Kohen Gadol. So maybe you see on that level it's easier to be Mechayev the Kohen Gadol even for Averus that maybe he was he did beforehand. Hold, maybe Chatasu Mishaavar Yavi Ala Kodmos. Maybe you see that when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, time is not an issue. When he did the Avera, maybe he's less of an issue, because by the Kohen Gadol, even if he's no longer the Kohen Gadol, he's going to bring the carbon. So maybe Huadin for Averus that he did before he was Kohen Gadol, he's going to bring. Tamal Omar HaMashiach Yechtach. Maybe that's why I need a pasuk. The pasuk tells me no. Only if he did the avera when he was a kohen gadol, he brings the carbon of a kohen gadol, the power of a kohen gadol. Otherwise, he does not. V'tanya nami gabe nasi ki agavna. And we have a similar limud when it comes to the nasi. Asher nasi yechata. Prat Lekodmos, a pasuk that teaches me that a nasi does not bring for averus that he did prior to becoming nasi, because valodinu, you could have made a kalvachomer. Uma Mashiach shemevi chataso misha avar eno mevi ala kodmos. If a kohen gadol brings his carbon even after he's no longer the kohen gadol, yet he does not bring a carbon for averus that he did prior to becoming kohen gadol, nasi shein mevi chataso misha avar. So nasi who does not bring his special carbon when he's no longer a nasi, eno din shelo yavi al kodmos, all the more so should not bring the carbon of a nasi for averus that he did before he was a nasi. So the Gemara says, but that kal v'chomer could be. You could ask on that kal v'chomer, because mal mashiach shekinein maybe b'shigas maisa. You can't learn a kal v'chomer of a nasi from a kohen gadol, because a kohen gadol doesn't bring for shigas maisa alone. Tomer b'nasi shemevi b'shigas maisa. So, but a nasi does bring for just Shigas Maisa without Helam Davar. And Holo, maybe Shigas Maisa, Yavi Ala Kodmos. So you might think that if a Nasi Das he could bring for Shigas Maisa alone, maybe he should also bring for previous Averos from before he became Nasi. Tamalomar, Shenasi Achata, Shechata Vairo Nasi, Velo Shechata Vodeu Hedyot. That's why I need a Pasuk to tell me that no, the Kodvos, the Averos that came before, he does not bring a carbon for. So essentially what the Gemara just did was it showed that there's a Pasuk to teach me that a Kohen Gadol does not bring the carbon of a Kohen Gadol for previous Averos, nor does a Nasi, and it explained why I can't learn either of those halachos from a Kal V'chomer, and those psukim are necessary to teach those dinim. Tan Rabbanan, Asher Nasi Yechta, Yachal Gzeira. Unbelievable, says Gemara. There's a Havamina, that when it says Asher Nasi Yechta, that it's a fait accompli, that it has to happen, that it's a Gzeira, that a Nasi is going to sin. Tamalomar, Ima Koyin HaMashiach Yechta. That's why it says, Ima Koyin HaMashiach, by the Kohen Gadol, it's Im. Malahalan, Nikashe Yechta, Avkan Nikashe Yechta. Just like by the Kohen Gadol, it's not a guarantee that it's going to happen, it's just saying, if it were to happen, this is what you do. Same is true by the Nasi. So Amar Mar Yachal Gzeira. You would think that it's an automatic that there's some Gzeirim in a Shemayim that every Melech has to sin. Gzeira Mehechitesi. Where would you think that there's such a Gzeira? So Amri in Ashkan Dechsiv in Asati Negat Saras Bebeis Eretz Achuzaschem Besuri Hilhem Shenegayim Ba'Malem Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns that when it says Asati Negat Saras that there's going to be a Negat Saras in our houses in Eretz Yisrael, that this is a guarantee that there's going to be a Negat Saras in the homes in Eretz Yisrael. You would think, no, it's telling me, if this were to happen, this is how you deal with it. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, guaranteed. Rabbi Shimon Prat L'Nigei Onsin. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's just coming to tell me that if the Nega comes Ba'ones, it doesn't have the full status of a Nega. When a Nega comes Ba'ones, it means there's some explanation. It's not a mysterious Nega. There's something that you do that brings about the Nega. Like an example of a Nega Onsin, although we'll see this is not the example that we're talking about over here. An example of a Nega Onsin would be that a person burns themselves, so they have a discoloration on the skin. It may look like a nega, but yeah, you know why it happened. There was something that happened. That's nega onsin. So lav am Rabbi Yehuda besura. So just like over there, Rabbi Yehuda says it's a besura, that it's a guarantee. Hachinami em a gzeirahi. That's why I would think over here as well that a nasi doing an avera is a gzeira. Hilka ksiv im. That's why the pasuk has to say im. Ule Rabbi Shimon nigi onsin milo mitamu. Now we're just going to get caught up on the side point for a moment over here. We mentioned that according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's coming to exclude Nigei Onsin. It's not a guarantee about Nigayim happening, but it's in fact Nigei Batim is one of those things. So it's the least known probably of the three things that according to one opinion in the Gemara and Sanhedrin never happened and never will happen. Right? There's the Nega, there's Ben Sora Mora, Irin Idachas, and Nigei Batim. That's the third one. So Rabbi Shimon says Nigei Onsin Milo Metamu. This is not talking about on the Batim anyway. But Nigei Onsin Milo Metamu. Does Rabbi Shimon really hold that Nigei Onsin can't happen? Vatanya that they can't. They're not Metame. Vatanya. But didn't we learn in the Brisa? Adam kiya minadibur ve'elach, that it's only minadibur ve'elach that nega is going to matter. It's only after Kabbalah Satorah. Valodinu, and it's Kavachomer. Tame b'zav v'tame b'negayim. There's such a thing called Tumas Ziva, and there's such a thing called Tumas Tsaras. Mazav minadibur ve'elach, just like the Tuma of Ziva is only after Matan Torah, af negayim minadibur ve'elach. So lo, mamarta b'zav, shekein ein v'tame ba'ones. Tomer b'negayim, shemetame ba'ones. No, you can't learn the dinim of tzaras from the dinim of a zav, and when they apply, because the zav is not metame ba'ones. If a person becomes a zav, but it's not inexplicable, he ate something that likely caused the ziva, it's not metame, whereas negayim are metame ba'ones. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that negayim are also only minadibur ve'elach. Rava amar prat l'nigei. So the bottom line is we have a question. It's a stira in Rabbi Shimon. Do we assume that nigei ones are metame, or do we assume that they're not metame? We have two brises going against each other. So Rava amar prat l'nigei ruchos. Rav Papa amar prat l'nigei kshafim. There are different types of nigei onsin. If the Nigei Onsin were because of a burn, a fall, a scrape, something like that, so that's one type of Nigei Onsin. Whereas Nigei Kshafim, Nigei Ruchos, that's a different type of Nigei Onsin. So the Brisa that tells us that Nigei Onsin, that there is Tuma for Nigei Onsin, that's if it's a cut, a scrape, a burn, something like that. Prat le Nigei Onsin is Nigei Ruchos, Nigei Kshafim, that's what brings it on, that's what brings it about. Tan Rabbanon, Asher Nasi Yechta Prat L'Chola, Mishum Dav L'Chola, Prat L'Chola. So we darshan Asher Nasi Yechta, that the Nasi sins Prat L'Chola, as opposed to if he's a Chola and therefore no longer a Nasi. Says Gemara, what? Mishum Dav L'Chola, Itchli Minisi Yusei, when a person gets sick, he's no longer king, a king gets sick and that's it, he's done. Some Rav Dim Barchama, Prat L'Nasi Shenitztara. No, if he gets Tzara'as, he's done. Shenem Rav Ayinaga Hashem, as HaMelech, that Uziyahu HaMelech got Tzara'as, Vayihi Metzora Ad Yom Moso, Vayeshev Bebeis HaChofshis, VeYosam Ben HaMelech Al HaBayis. Yosam, the son of the king, had to take over. Midkam Bebeis HaChofshis, from the fact that it says he was in the house of freedom, Mechal Dad Hashta Eved Hav, it makes it sound like that while he was the Melech, he was an Eved. So says Gemara, yeah, a Melech is really an Eved, as is illustrated by the following story. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Shua were azim b'sfinasa. Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Shua were traveling on a boat. Ba'adid Rabban Gamliel have a pita. Rabban Gamliel had bread with him. Ba'adid Rabbi Shua have a pita v'sulta. Rabbi Shua brought not only bread, he also brought fine flour. Shalom pita Rabban Gamliel. The trip took longer than expected. Rabban Gamliel ran out of food. Sama chasulta Rabbi Shua, and he had to rely on Rabbi Yeshua's flour. Amr Leis, when Leil says to Rabbi Shua, Mi avi yadat avalo nikuva kuli hai, do you see Sasulta? Did you know it was going to take this long? I mean, it was an unforeseeable delay. How did you know to bring all this extra food? Stam, it's a Jewish, that's what Jews typically do. But apparently that was not always what Jews typically did, because you asked him, what are you bringing all this food? Amr Leil, kol chavechel l'shivim shana ola, umata esasapana, v'amarti shemiyala v'yato osadu. There's a certain constellation that comes once every 70 years, and it confuses the sailors, and they always get lost at sea when this happens. I was afraid that this comet or whatever it is was going to happen right now, based on my calculations, and therefore I brought extra food. Amalei kol kach biyadcha v'atal l'besfina. He says, unbelievable. Why are we on a boat? You know, you never want to travel on a boat. It's one of those things that you have to say birch sagomel for, right? It's a dangerous thing. They were on a boat because they needed to make money. They were going on a business trip. They were starving. They were not doing well financially. So he says, you're so brilliant and you can't make a living? How's that possible that someone as brilliant as you has a difficult time making a living? Amalei ad sha'ata tama alai. He says, you wonder about me that I'm so brilliant. Tama al shnei talmidim shi'esh l'cha b'yabasha. You have two talmidim who are far more brilliant than I am, and they can't make a living. Rab Lazar chasma, Rab Yochum ben Gudgoda, she'yodin l'shar kama tipos yesh bayan. That they know how to figure out how many drops of water are in the sea. And they don't have bread to eat, they don't have clothing to wear, even though they're so brilliant they can figure out the number of drops in the sea. The Ragashav discusses, what do you mean number of drops in the sea? You can always cut a drop of water smaller, smaller, smaller. He says, obviously you see from here that there comes a point where you can't. That once you're cutting it down to the molecules, so H2O, you're cutting it down to each molecule, so then there comes a point where you can no longer. That's what they're able to tell you. How many H2O molecules are in the sea? Nasan Daito Lo Shivan Barosh. So Gamliel says, wow, I didn't realize these Talmidim were that brilliant. Let's give them a prominent position. Kisha'ala Shalach Lem Lobo. So when they got out of the boat, Gamliel sent for them, and he told them he wants to hire them to a prominent position in the community, and they didn't come. They refused to come. They weren't interested in a position of prominence. Chazav v'shalach ubo. He had to send the second time, and the second time they had to come already. So he said to them, "What, you think that I'm giving you some sort of srara? Abdus aninos in lechem. I'm giving you a sense of abdus. Eved la amaze, that the Zakenim tell Rechavim ben Shlomo when he's appointed the king in place of Shlomo, you're going to be an Eved la amaze. That's what it is. Being in a position of prominence is not a srara. It's an avdus. Now it's interesting that Rabbi Lazar Chasman and Rishu ben Gugoda didn't respond the first time he Rabbi Gamliel invited them. There is a halacha ain mesarvim legadol, that even though you're allowed to be mesarev and you're mechuyev to be mesarev for certain positions of prominence, someone asks you to lead the tefillah, assuming that the culture is that it's not a chore and it's not just, but it's something that's, you know, a kavod that's being given to you. So the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch supposed to be mesarev. You're supposed to initially turn it down. But halacha in Shulchan Aruch also ain mesarvim legadol. We're not mesarev to a gadol. So that's an interesting discussion. Tosfos and Maseches Pesachim writes that a davar sheyesh bo gasus usrara, it's not shaykh ein mesarvin. Meshchachm in Parshas Vayera says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked him to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, hein Bnei Yisrael lo yishma alai, hein ani aras vasayim, he was mesarev to be mekabelit. So maybe that's the excuse over here, that this is such a position of gasus usrara. That's what my Talmud in the Sefer Bnei Yariel suggests, such a position of gasus usrara that it was permissible for them to be mesarev in this situation, even though normally you would not be allowed to be Mesarev L'Gadol, because this is part of what the Mishnah tells us, that this person is supposed to be Snow as Harabanos. The Bartanuva there explains, the Srachik Milinog Srora Ala Tibur, Sharabanos Mekaveres Esba Aleha, that a person should stay away from wanting to be in a position over the Tibur. Okay, so says the Gemara further now, Tan Rabban, Asher Nasi Yechata, the Pasuk says, Asher Nasi Yechata, of Yochanan Zakkai, Ashrei, Asher is the lashon of Ashrei. Ashrei Ador, Shenasi Shlo, maybe Karban Ashrei Gaso. How fortunate is the generation that the Nasi is humble enough to recognize when he did an Avera and bring a Karban to be Mechaper for his Avera. Im Nasi Shlo, maybe Karban, Sarechat Alomar Mahu Hedyot. If a Nasi is going to humble himself to bring a Karban, then you would imagine the regular population will also humble themselves to bring the Karbanos that they need. Vim Ashrei Gaso, maybe Karban, Sarechat Alomar Mahu Zdono. And if he's going to bring a carbon for his shogeg, so you need to tell me for his mazes he's going to bring carbon. Of course, he's going to bring carbon for his mazes as well. Maskefla Rava Berei de Rabba. So Rava Berei de Rabba asks, Elameata Dichsiv Ves Asher Chata Min Hakodesh Yishalem. When it says Ves Asher Chata, that's talking about a meila. When a person violates meila, are you going to tell me that that's Ashrei? Fortunate is a generation where Mi'ila is violated. Yeravim ben Nevat was not only a chote, he was machti as a rabbim. He used the word asher. You're going to tell me that's also ashrei? Hachanami da ashrei adaru? That's an ashrei? Every time it says the word asher, it's ashrei. Says Marno, shayni achad de shayni krav dibure. Dafka over here, where all the other psukim said im, and then there's this one pasuk that says asher, that the nasi yechata, so that we could darshan as ashrei. But typically, when it says asher, where it's not out of place, you can't darshan it as ashrei. Darsh of Nachman Bar Avchista, Ma'idik Ziv Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa La Aretz. What does the pasuk mean when the pasuk says that there's hevel that happens that happens? Here in the world, that, and the puzzle continues, Asher Yesh Tzadikim, Asher Megielem, Kamaisa Rishayim, Yesh Rishayim, Asher Megielem, Kamaisa Tzadikim, Amarti Shigamze Hevel, that when Tzadikim get paid like Rishayim, Rishayim like Tzadikim, all of this is Hevel. So what it means is, Ashreim with Tzadikim, Asher Megielem, Kamaisa Rishayim, Shal Olam Haba, Ba'olam Hazeh. It's good for Tzadikim when they get in this world what Rishayim would be expected to get in the next world, meaning suffering. When Tzadikim suffer in this world, ultimately it's good for them because that's clearing the path for them in Olam Haba. And it's bad for the Rishayim when they're getting in this world what you would expect Tzadikim to get in the next world, meaning when they get pleasure in this world, because that is clearing the path for them to go to Gehenna. Amar Rava, Adu Tzadiki Yachli Treyal Misanilu? Wait, is it so bad for a Tzadik to have enjoyment in this world also? Elo Amar Rava, Ashreim L'Tzadikim Shemagi Aleim Kamaisa Rishayim Shalom Ama Azeh. So Rava says, I disagree. I think it's even better for a Tzadik to be able to have what a Rasha gets in this world, that the Tzadik should also get that in this world. For a Tzadik to have Hanoi in Olam Azeh and Olam Abba, it's even better. Oilahem L'Rishayim Shemagi Aleim Kamaisa Tzadikim Shalom Ama Azeh. Hazeh. And a Rasha, it's bad for him if he suffers in this world. It's even worse for him to suffer in this world than to get pleasure in this world, because he could suffer equally, this world and the next world. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Shua, Asul Kameh, the Rav. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Shua came to Rav. Amlu, Kimtan, Masechta, Plan, Masechta, Plan. So he said to them, do you know this Masechta, that Masechta? Amrulei, they said, we know those Masechtas. Yatiru Porta, so then once, the first thing he asked them about it, how are you holding and learning? Before he asked, how's the job? How's everything else? Where are you holding and learning? Do you know the Masechta? Do you know what you're learning? Are you? That was the first question. Then once he got that critical information, then Yatiru Porta, have you made any money? Are you doing okay financially? So Amrulei, we're good. Zevnim Katina Da'ara, we actually bought, we purchased some real estate, and that's been providing us with everything we need. And he said about them, yes, it's better, it's good for tzaddikim to have parnasa in this world. It's not a bad thing when a tzaddik experiences bracha in this world. This seems to be a machlokas throughout Shas. There are many other gemaras that seem to imply that it's better for a tzaddik to suffer in this world, because ultimately that's going to clear the path for him to go to Olam HaBa without any suffering in the next world. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Chaim, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idich Siv, Ki Yisharm Darkei Hashem, Tzadikim Yelchubam, Uposhim Yikashlubam. What does the Pasuk teach us when it says that the ways of Hashem are such that tzaddikim will go in those ways and poshim will stumble in those ways? Mashal l'shnei b'nei adam. So we give an example. We can give several examples. First example is, again, we're trying to figure out cases where two people do the same thing. For one of them, it's a mitzvah. For the other one, it's an aveira. So imagine two people, shetzalu pischeihem, that roast their korban Pesach. Echad, right? We're still not done with korban Pesach. We're still before Pesach Sheni. Echad achul l'shem mitzvah. One of them eats l'shem mitzvah, and the other one eats his korban Pesach, but it's just because he enjoys eating it. The one who eats the shem mitzvah, you say about him, tzadikim yelchubam. He's a posheya, he's doing an avera. Rish Lakish says, bad example. You're going to call the guy a rasha when he enjoys eating his korban Pesach? Nidalov and mitzvah min amuvchar. Pesach milo ka'achil. Granted, he may not be doing a mitzvah in a mufchar, but he's still eating karm Pesach, so he's still doing a mitzvah. Beis Halevi points out that we dafka say achila gasa over here. Achila gasa doesn't mean he's enjoying it. Achila gasa means he's so stuffed that it's not even a normal achila. The halacha is, the Gemara says elsewhere, that achila gasa is lo shma achila. If you have a mitzvah sachila, achila gasa doesn't count as an achila. Says the Beis Halevi, what the Gemara is trying to suggest over here is that there are two mitzvahs in achilas karm Pesach. There's a mitzvah sachila, and then there's a mitzvah sheyehei ne'echal, that it has to get eaten, that you can't leave it over, that it can't be nosar. So when a person eats it and he's hungry and he's not yet full, so then he's fulfilling both mitzvahs. He's doing it l'shma, he's fulfilling the mitzvah of having it ne'echal and eating it. But when it's achila gasa is lo shma achila. You're not chayiv on Yom Kippur for achila gasa. It's not called an achila at all. So granted, he's not doing the mitzvah min amuvchar, he's not fulfilling both elements of the chiyuv, of both achila and sheyeh ne'echal, but at least it's fulfilling one element, at least sheyeh ne'echal. That's not the pashas of the sugya, but that's how the Beis Halevi understands the sugya. So if you need to come up with a mashal of two people doing the same thing, and for one of them it's aver, the other one it's a mitzvah, el mashal shnei b'nei adam, ze ishto v'achosu imo b'bayis, ze ishto v'achosu imo b'bayis. Imagine two people, each of them are sleeping in the same room with both their wife and their sister. Echon is dam nalu ishto, v'echon is dam nalu achosu. It was dark, he couldn't see, he slept with a woman that was near him, one of them it ended up being his wife, the other one it ended up being his sister. Sezeshen zam nalishto tzedikim yalchubam, being with his wife is a kiyum mitzvah sona, v'zeshen zam nalachosu, poshim kashlubam, it's a violation of arayos. Says the Gemara, nah, it's a bad example, because midami, anan kamin chada derech, v'acha shnei drachim. We're talking about two people doing the same action, the same thing. Over here, you're giving me an example, one guy sleeps with his sister, one guy sleeps with his wife, those two are not at all the same thing. So Ella, if you need an example of two people doing the same thing, and for one it's an avera and the other one it's a mitzvah, mashal lelot u'shtei b'nosav. Think about Lot and his daughters. Hainshem is kavim l'shem mitzvah tzadikim yelchubam. They were having in mind the shem mitzvah, that's tzadikim yelchubam. Hushem is kavim l'shem avera u'poshim yikashlubam. He was having kavan l'shem avera, so that's poshim yikashlubam. Says Marvadim l'hunami l'shem mitzvah u'machavein. Maybe he was also having kavanah l'shem mitzvah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan kol pasuk hazeh l'shem avera ne'emar. The entire pasuk hints to avera. Every phrase in the pasuk, in one way or another, hints to an avera. Vayisalot, that relates to vatisa ishas adona v'seineha v'ishas potifar. And then the pasuk goes on about Lot es enav, that es enav, and that relates to the pasuk vayom shimshon also kachli kihi yishar be'enai. Pasuk goes on vayar, that relates to vayar also shchem ben chamor. Es kol kikar ayarden, that relates to kibad yishozona ad kikar lechem. Kikulo mishke, that relates to elcha achrei ma'avai nelsen lachmi meimit smari pishti shmani v'shukai. So v'hamenas anis asking him, but wait, Lot was an anus. He was drunk. He didn't know what he was doing. So Tanim Shem Rabbi Yosef Bar Rabbi Choni Lama Nakud Al Vav Shabukuma Shel Bechira. Why is there a nakuda on the vav of the arising in the morning of the bechira of the older one? Lama Lecha to tell you Shabashich Velo Yada Avol Bekom Yada. He didn't know what he was doing when he was doing it, when he was lying with her, but when she was getting up the next morning, he knew exactly what he had done the previous night. So okay, but at that point, it was too late. Well, my avle lemevet, my dahava hava. The ma'aser was over at that point. What do you want him to do at that point? No, nafkamina de panyachrina loi by de lepanyachrina loi by lemishti. Now, the next night, he shouldn't have put himself in that position again. That he shouldn't have done. Tosus in Nazir Daf Chav Gimel writes that Lot didn't have kavana la avera klal, that he had no kavana la avera at all, and yet we still say poshim yikash l'bam. So again, my Talmud in the Sefer Bnei Ariel points out that you see from here a yisod gadol, that a person who puts himself in a position where he's going to do an avera, even though at the time of the avera he couldn't help it, he was a total ones, he's held accountable for that as well. That's also called a posheya, putting ourselves in the position of doing the avera. Darash Rabba, my dechsev, ach nifshe mikirius oz umidyanim kivriach armon, ach nifshe mikirius oz zel lot shapirish me'avram. That's a reference to Lot, who separated from Avram. Umidyanim kivriach armon, shitil medinim ben Yisrael la'amon. He created friction between the Jewish people and Amon. Shneamar lo yavo amon imoavi bekal Hashem. It's because of him and his actions that lo yavo amon imoavi bekal Hashem. Dorish Rav of Yitem Rav Yitzchak, Maidich Siv L'Tavi Yavakish Nifrad V'Chol Toshia Yisgala. What is the pasuk referring to? L'Tavi Yavakish Nifrad Zelot Shnifrad Me'Avram. That a person who's about Taiva sought to separate. That was Lot because of his Taivos. He separated from Avram Avinu. He was so enticed by what Sodom had to offer. V'Chol Toshia Yisgala. What does that phrase in the pasuk mean? Shnizgala Klon Batik Nasios U'Batim Midrashos. That his humiliation is revealed in the Batik Nasios and Bati Midrashos each time when we read about the Parsha of Lot. Or when we learn about the Isra of Amoni Moavi Bekal Hashem, and we think back to what it relates, oh, it relates to how they initially came into being through a Maisa Bia of daughters and their father. Vamur Ula Tamar Zinsa V'Zimri Zina. You know, another example of two people doing the same action. For one it's a mitzvah, for one it's an avera. Tamar did Znus and Zimri did Znus. Tamar Zinsa Yatsumena Malachim Nevi'im. Tamar committed Znus and Malachim and Nevi'im descended from her. Zimri Zina, Naflu Kamar Rivvos Mi Yisrael. And look at the tens of thousands of Jews that died as a result of Zimri's Maisa Znus. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Gedola Averu L'Shma Mi Mitzvah Shalol L'Shma. Sometimes an Averu L'Shma is even more powerful than a Mitzvah Shalol L'Shma. Shneamar Tavarach Minashim Yal Eishas Chever HaKeni Minashim Baal Tavarach. Manin Nashim Baal. Who are the Nashim Baal that Yael is more blessed then? So says the Gemara, Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. The Nashim Ba'oel are Sara, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Says Gemara, Eini, Vamar, Yudam, Rav. Is it really better to do an Averu L'Shma than a Mitzvah Shlo L'Shma? Don't we learn, Lom Yaskad, and Torah, Mitzvah Safilu Shlo L'Shma, Shemitok Shlo L'Shma, Ba L'Shma, that even a Mitzvah Shlo L'Shma is valuable because Mitok Shlo L'Shma, one day you'll end up doing your L'Shma. Say, Ema, Kim mitzvah shalol l'shma. You shouldn't say that it's greater than a mitzvah shalol l'shma, but an aveir l'shma sometimes could be like a mitzvah shalol l'shma. In the Tshuvas Torah l'shma, he says, you know, there are a lot of bakashos and tefilos that are formulated using the names of the imahos. And he says the question, which one should we mention first? Leah because she was older, or Rachel, which one goes first? So he brings a raya from our Gemara that we said, who are the Nashim Baal? Sarah Rivka, Rachel the Leah, that we mentioned Rachel before Leah. And it could be based on the idea that that the Pasuk says in Yom Yov, Kol Barama Nishma Nihi B'chis Amrim Rachel Mevaka Albaneha. And the Zohar explains that Rachel Mevaka Albaneha, because that was the bracha that Leah had because she cried that she shouldn't have to deal with Esav. So the schar that she gets is that she ultimately is not going to be the one that has to cry. But it's Rachel that's Mevaka Albaneha. So when we're looking for someone to intercede on our behalf in a tefillah, in a bakasha, to approach the Ribbono Shel Olam and daven for her children, it's going to be Rachel. Rachel's the one that for all eternity is Mevaka al Baneha and not Leah. Amr of Yochan Shem Bilos Valos Rasha Valsoshah Shnemar Bein Raglav Kara Nafal Shachav. It has seven different Lashonos in the Pasuk of Kara Nafal Shachav. So Yael was subject to seven Bios that night. Vakamis Hanim Avera asked Gemara, but wasn't she getting Hana from the Avera? Amr of Yochan Even the pleasure that comes about, when it comes about through Rishayim, the Tzaddikim don't derive any pleasure from that. They view that as an evil. So she wasn't really, even though there was physical pleasure, she wasn't happy about that pleasure, and therefore it's considered an Averu Lishma, that was considered a very great Maisa. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up five lines from the bottom tomorrow.